This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Touchdown, Bears! A dramatic catch by Matt Forte.
Matt Forte.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
10-year NFL veteran.
You know what, guys? It's a pleasure and an honor to be a part of this team. I'm excited about this. I haven't been on a team in a long time. It's good to be back, Holmes, in Spiegel.
Two-time Pro Bowl selection.
I made the reference to Emmitt Smith. He wanted to be in the pistol formation. It was the eye because he wanted to be able to cut it back or keep it front side. When you're offset, you offset that running back. Now, that is tough as hell to make a cut. You know what I mean?
Well, and then that's one of the things Matt was talking about, how, like, if you're offset left,
yeah, first step is sideways,
and then you're not coming downhill.
And I'm with Matt Forte. He'd have been great for me. I'd have given him the ball 35 times.
you gave everybody the ball,
coach. He'd have hated me by the end of the season, but he would have rushed. He would might have led the league in rushing. Okay, he probably would have.
Anyway.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
We're on record with that, too. Matt Forte joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Matt, before we get to the game, I wanted to share something with you because two of your guys from your draft class were talking because one of them is still playing quarterback in the league. And if he's healthy, the Bears will see Joe Flacco later on in the week. But wanted to run this by you because I'm watching the pregame show and I was like, oh, they just mentioned our guy, Matt Forte.
I thought maybe I'd ask you a little 2008 draft class trivia since we were both in that class. There are three players in the league from the 2008 draft class right now, you being one of them. Who are the other two?
And Josh Johnson.
Too easy, my bad. I can't stump this guy.
Which players went on to have the most rushing yards and receiving yards? So think about the running backs and receivers. Stood out.
Matt Forte? I would say Matt Forte.
Ding, ding, ding. Wide receiver now.
How about that?
So I'm watching the pregame. I was like, oh, we got to get that. We got to make sure that we have that for Matt. So how about that? Three guys from your class are still playing. One of them may be quarterbacking the Bengals this weekend. And you were part of the trivia question of having the most rushing yards from your draft class.
Yeah, when you're part of a trivia question, that's how you know you're good and retired by that time. there's no Brandon Graham type of comeback for me anymore. So but no, it's good to be, you know, mentioned, you know, like that and to be a part of that. And I mean, look at Joe continuing to go. We had a great draft class, by the way, 08. I mean, there's even the running backs within that. Chris Johnson, myself,
Jamal Charles.
Jamal Charles was in there.
Ray Rice, good for a little while.
Ray Rice.
Jonathan Stewart. I'm looking at
Jonathan
it right now.
Jonathan Stewart, Rashard Mendenhall. Mm-hmm.
Darren McFadden.
Darren McFadden and Felix Jones and just like a lot of guys. But then even the quarterbacks, though, came through there. Matt Ryan, you know, Joe Flacco, all those guys, man.
Yeah,
that's a
hell of a draft class. And there you are coming up on national TV. You mentioned Brandon Graham coming back as a D end for the Eagles. Man, that's crazy, huh? Like, did that get the group chat going? You guys talking about like, oh man, you see Brandon Graham? Look at him getting off the couch. Who's next?
well, he did. I know he didn't play or anything like that. Seems like I'm waiting to see how they use him and in what facet, because. You know, I'll get off the couch for a couple of mil if I could just be like a player coach, you know, just put on the pads again and go practice a little bit, run around a little bit, but just like, you know, don't touch me.
Well, yeah, you could buy a lot of feed for the horses at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Man, you know what? I would be a great scout team guy right now, you know. Just I know the looks, give them great looks out there, but just I don't need to really play in the game. Just sign me for a scout team and just don't give me scout team money.
So yeah, scout team, you don't have to finish the run, right? You just have to like start it off and then you can stop. Lamar Jackson played a scout team this past week and then they fudged that injury report. You ever been part of a fudged injury report, Matt Forte?
I've been a part of some that were kind of interesting, that they were not accurate, you know, because you don't really want to tell anybody, especially the opponent, what you're really dealing with. So, you know, if you have a lower extremity injury, that could be anywhere, right? So it's like you just kind of very vague. One of the coaches that I had, John Fox, told me something that was hilarious that I thought was great. He said, well, when it comes to like inside information with your team, locker room stuff, injuries, things like that, you got to treat them like mushrooms. And I'm like, what? Why would you treat them like, what do you mean? He says, well, you keep them in the dark and you feed them crap.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
So I thought that was hilarious. Dude. I was like, well, okay. Okay, John, that's a good one.
And you remember it all these years later.
Well, and for those of us, Lawrence, who had a chance to work through the John Fox regime when he didn't give you anything.
He was very much like a hockey coach, whereas like lower body, upper body. And that was pretty much the extent of what he was going to tell you about an injury.
And like all coaches try not to give you stuff, but he was the best I ever saw.
Yeah,
and not giving you anything.
He was completely locked down on the information. But
it's all a problem.
It is all a problem.
Yeah. Coaching this stuff's a problem.
That's right, John. All right, so Matt, well, what did you think about Sunday's game, and why didn't we see maybe the best version of the Bears offense?
Yeah, it was disappointing. Showing out there, obviously, the points weren't there, and then defensive wise, you know, it's hard to shut down somebody like Derrick Henry, even though they kept him under 100 yards, and also his average per carry wasn't that high. But you know, with two touchdowns, and I just don't think we executed within the red zone, and I don't think Caleb had his best game, obviously, from watching the film. There's some things that concerned me as far as the interception that he threw. It was like, I don't know what he was looking at on that one, but those are kind of the mistakes that really, you know, when you play in a team like the Ravens, even without Lamar, if he was out there, it could have got really ugly, but you know, you're not going to beat many teams in the NFL putting up, you know, 16 points and constantly kicking field goals and doing that. So, I just the running game wasn't there this week like we had the last few weeks, which contributes to complementary football on the passing game and the running game, and that wasn't there. So the passing game struggled in that aspect. I like that Rome, you know, got active out there. They got him the ball, but I think, you know, for this offense really to be running on all cylinders. Obviously, the running game we've seen in the past few weeks, and when we had a winning streak, that the running game is really important to this offense. But not only that, I think we really need to figure out how do we get DJ Moore the ball more down the field? And I think because he's dynamic and he's been pretty quiet within this offense. And I understand they're spreading the ball around and you know, kind of picking and choosing when to go play action and when to go deep. But we got to find a way to get him the ball in space because he's if not the best player on the offense, he's one of them.
I wonder if DJ is struggling with this new offense in some of the ways that Caleb is, you know, in terms of the specificity. I don't know.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
Just because he's I mean, we're talking DJ's been in the league, what, 8 years now?
Yeah. Like,
he's played in multiple offenses and he's been productive in pretty much all of them.
You're right. You're absolutely right. But I feel where Matt is going with that. Matt, did you see the last play, the last pass in the end zone? Where Caleb threw it ahead of where DJ was. DJ's open in the back of the end zone, yeah, but Caleb throws it ahead of him, kind of expecting DJ to go to that space. Do you have a sense to how that worked out and how it should work out from your eyes?
Well, it looked like a kind of a sidearm throw that he tried to fit through there to not get it blocked, where I'm not sure if he could have, you know, it's when the ball's in the air for a long time, so when you're putting some touch on it or something like that, that's always dangerous. So maybe he was trying to be able to, and also that this is coming after throwing an interception. So sometimes that plays a mental game with you in that aspect. So didn't look or seem like they were on the same page as far as that last play. But my thing with DJ is that he's been in the league 8 years and has been, you know, productive in many different systems, as well as with many different quarterbacks. I don't want him to get so numb to the part of, all right, well, here we go again. I'm not going to complain, but I'm just going to be a part of this and I'll succeed when I can or when the opportunities come. I want him to kind of be actively engaged and continue and not to, like, you know, reserve himself to that kind of mindset of, you know, okay, when coach calls my number, then I'll do it. But if not, then, you know, it is what it is. I don't want him to be that. I want him to, like, really, you know, maybe even, you know, meet with Ben and Caleb and, you know, kind of push towards, hey, like, I want when the game's on the line or when it's, you know, or even when it's not, like, I want the ball in my hands. And I'm not trying to sit here and say I'm a ball hog or whatever, but I want the ball in my hands and not in the way where it's just, we're just forcing touches, like running reverses or, just even when, you know, earlier, even they put him at running back and stuff. Those are cool. But I'm talking about, like, really getting the ball in space, downfield, you know, designing plays for him to exploit the defense, where I know that's hard sometimes, especially if they're, you know, focusing on stopping him or anything like that. But you've seen when the run game is effective and Rome, even this past game with the amount of catches and yards that he had, he can't be double teamed. So, you know, I feel like, you know, if they want to drop people into the box to stop the run, then let him have those one-on-one shots, because I think he can win more than he loses.
In your career, you caught almost 600 passes. So it's great that we can talk to you about being a running back, but also a little bit as a receiver. I'm interested in what happens on those plays where the receiver might have a choice on what to do. Sitting down, streaking, you know, turning it into an out. I love trying to figure out some of that stuff and how well it goes. When you look at someone like Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, who seem to always know where the other one is going to be or what the other one is thinking. Did you have choice routes in your route tree? And what was important for you to make sure you and the quarterback were on the same page with?
Yeah, that comes with time and experience. And I've had, I mean, that's probably the bulk of the routes that I ran were choice routes, where you can go around, you can go left or right, or you can sit it down in zone. And the key part is knowing the coverage, knowing if they're in zone or man, and then knowing what kind of coverage that is. Is it cover three? Is it cover two? You don't want to run into a blow up or anything like that. But then when it comes to kind of freestyling out there, because I think the best in the game right now at doing that is definitely Mahomes and Kelce, is you just kind of know. There's an highlight from a game we played the Patriots, and I'm on the backside of a play, and I see that the play is kind of covered, it's starting to break down, and I'm just running a 5-yard check down. Now, the linebackers, I see him on me. He's right next to me, so I know Jay's not going to throw the ball, but he's looking for an outlet. And I know every route that had went up the field went up and to the left, and I'm on the right side. So in my mind, if I just run past this guy, it's a touchdown. So Jay looks my way. I kind of stutter step and then just ran right up the sideline. Boom, I catch it. Touchdown. It's, that's not even in the playbook, but we did that because it's just kind of you're in the backfield, you know, in practice, you know, you run these plays and stuff, and you just kind of know what each other are thinking without even saying anything. So he just, you know, he looked my way and I took off and it ended up being a touchdown. So if we can get, you know, to the continuity level of that, of where, you know, you've just been playing together so long that you just know. And that comes with time within a new system as well. I think that that will definitely help us out on offense too.
All right, it's good stuff. And that can help us be patient. It's hard out here to be patient with this young quarterback, because we've been through the young quarterback thing a lot in this town. Matt, so, but your eye is so helpful. So without thinking about the long run and the development and all that, just focus on this game. What concerned you about Caleb? You said there were a couple things. You mentioned the interception, but just in the bubble on this game, what concerned you?
I would say efficiency of, you know, there was, you know, 65% completion, which is above, you know, half, but it's not in the 70 range, the 75% range where, you know, you'd like to see. And then, you know, the average was under 10 yards. When you're passing the ball, you trying, you know, in a perfect world, and when you do that, you want the average play or per catch to be where it's, you know, at least 10 for passing. And then, you know, just I guess his reads sometimes, it's inconsistency of that. There's a lot of times where you see he makes a good decision, and it looks like he knows exactly, he's confident, he knows exactly what the coverage was and knows where to go with the ball. And then sometimes there's a guy that may be open and maybe he's the first read, maybe he's not, you know, I'm not in the huddle. But sometimes you got to take what the defense gives you. If the flat route is open, you know, throw it to the flat route. It's a 2-yard, 3-yard route, but you never know. A guy may break a tackle and go, you know, for 20 or go to distance. So sometimes instead of trying to make so many things happen, you know, take the guy who's open immediately.
Yeah, I find myself in a similar place where it's weird too, Matt, because I feel like Caleb's a really creative dude, and I don't want to stifle that. But I also would like the Bears to get into 2nd and 5 and 3rd and 2. And sometimes I feel like the spectacular plays are going to happen just because he's too talented for it not to. I'm waiting for him to get comfortable in the boring part of playing quarterback.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like methodical play drives down the field, they aren't, you know, necessarily the thing that gets on the highlight screens and things like that. But that's what wins you games. And that's what demoralizes the defense. When you go on those 15, 18 play drives and you're, you know, throwing checkdowns at 5 yards, or you're doing an option route and you're throwing, you know, 10 yard outs and comebacks, and then you're running the ball for, you know, you get 3 here, you get 4 here, you get 7, and you're just kind of, you know, chopping away at the tree, you know, so to speak. You know, it's not a chainsaw where you just kind of can buzz right through it. It's something that's going to take time and patience and work at it. And I agree with you, man. I want him to get comfortable with the mundaneness of managing the game, where, okay, I didn't have to do anything special, super special today, but I was accurate and I was on point with reads and timing and all the things that go into, you know, being an efficient offense where, you know, if there's things that's out there that the defense is giving us, this league is too good, and people in the defensive guys are too good to not take what's given to you.
Good stuff from Matt Forte today. Hey, Matt, you heard it in the open. Dave Wanstead said he would have loved to have you as a player, and he would have given you the ball 35 times a game. Would you be okay with that, or would you have hated him after
that?
Yeah,
yeah. I heard him say he would have hated me. It was like, I would have hated him. I'm like, dude, I got the ball every play anyway. I was running and catching the ball. I got the ball 35 times a game anyway. So I probably would have just not had as many catches, but I would have had way more rushes, which, you know, it would have been fine with me as long as we – were, you know, winning the game and not getting 2 yards to carry after, like, really running the ball. So
you're right.
And that's how you end up as an answer on a trivia question.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, 102 catches and 14 to go along with the 266 carries. Yeah, I guess it didn't matter. Yeah. You were getting the ball every damn
time.
You're
getting
it
all the time anyway. Matt, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thanks for jumping on.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, man.
That's Matt Forte, man. He's so good.
Yeah, he really is. And the way that he can just kind of look at the offense and tell you, matter of fact, what he's seeing is really helpful. And we don't necessarily have to hold, hold the analysis of a specific game. Like, we can go to the next level theoretically, or we can just wait and compile it. But for him to say that he's concerned with some of Caleb's reads and for him to talk about it that way was really instructive.
Yeah, and think about what Matt's saying, because if we go back to a couple weeks ago and we are talking about the Bears sustaining drives against Washington, where it's like they just beat the living hell out of Washington by going 12 plays, 15 plays, 17
yes, they did.
Plays. I know that you can't count on that every time and every drive, and clearly this team has some issues in the red zone too, but the idea of the mundane, as Matt said, boring, like I said, that some of this stuff is just, man, Caleb, when you finally like submit to that,
yeah,
because we know you can do the other crazy stuff.
Well, those first two drives
were phenomenal.
Were really, really good, and that's in the scripted part from Ben.
And one of those plays is a dump off to DJ Moore that looks like a 2 yard gain that I think was converted into a first down.
Yeah. So Caleb can do it. He can do it. And, the numbers are much better on the first couple of drives of the game.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that the coach is good at scripting the first 15, and Caleb needs to think about it like that the rest of the way.
Yeah.
When the control is gone. The control is gone a little bit.
And the other team has been like, okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take some of this stuff away from you. Now what are you
going
to do?
That's a really good point. And that's part of what's going on is that maybe it's not there. But, so he is capable of doing it. So we'll see, man. I hope it gets better. And I hope they don't stray away from it even one little bit in terms of what Ben and Caleb are trying to do. Keep pushing and see if it can get there.
It's interesting what Matt said about DJ maybe meeting with Caleb and Ben.
It really is.
And saying, hey, you know, I can help. Don't do it the way that AJ Brown's out here doing it. Like, don't start putting cryptic Bible verses stuff out here, making people wonder if you want to get traded. But
and DJ has not been that guy historically.
No. But I do wonder, like, what's the fine line? Damn, I probably should just ask Matt. What's the fine line between being someone who is a problem because you're asking for the ball and being a good teammate because you want to help the team win and you know that you're the type of player that can make a difference?
As long as you do it privately and you stay with the communication, even if it gets contentious for a minute, and then you stay with it and you work through it, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's good. I think you want guys that want the ball, you know? And that's the way it gets talked about, even when they do it publicly and awkwardly sometimes. But if you do it privately, it probably happens all the time, and it should happen all the time.
Yeah, as everyone learns exactly what their roles are and what it could end up being.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like the way that Alex pushes to, like, drive certain subjects and topics and is just relentless about it.
Well, now he's pushing us to break, and he's right. We need to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk about the extra inning game from last night.
Break.
One of us has had quite enough of 18-inning games, even though they are bragging about staying up and watching all 18 innings. We'll explain next year on The Score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And we've talked about it all the time. We're going to need every single buddy. This is just not rhetoric. This is just not talk. Tonight proved that we're going to need every single person on this roster to help us win a baseball game. This is a team effort. And hey, so enjoy the out of it. But we got a game later today. All right? Hey, we got a game later today.
Our starting pitcher was on base 9 times.
That's right.
Dodgers clubhouse seats pretty loose.
Nine times.
They seem like they're ready to go. By the way, because people were asking us, I mentioned Mookie with all the stuff. Here's the list of awards that Mookie Betts has. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
He's been an MVP. He's won 3 World Series. He has 7 silver sluggers, 8 all-stars, 6 gold gloves, a batting title.
6 gold gloves.
The Wilson overall defensive player of the year.
Huh.
Yeah.
He's got in 2 different fishing holes of fame.
And Major League Player of the Year award, and now the Roberto Clemente Award.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
And he can also dunk a basketball at 5'9 and bowl a 300 game.
Yeah, multiple 300 games. Yeah, he's that dude.
A 900 series.
He's absolutely that dude.
But no Lissigore.
No Lissigore.
I don't see it on his baseball reference page, but maybe I need to look at his journalist reference page.
Was he ever voted the Athletic's top radio producer?
I don't know.
Alex, do you have an honor that you'd like to share?
Have John put him in the survey this year. Mookie Betts.
Give him one off season, Tanny. He could probably learn how to do it pretty damn well.
That's true.
All right, so look, the Manfred man that happens during the regular season, the ghost runner, I like that rule more than most. During the regular season, I enjoy that rule. I could see arguing to have it come in the 11th, maybe, give them one inning where you get to try to do some stuff during the regular season, but I like it. I'll never forget, it was Morgan Ensberg, the former third baseman and former minor league manager, who called it half-court baseball. And I feel like it's still baseball. It instigates strategy. You have to immediately decide. Are you going to sacrifice? Are you going to steal? Whatever. And yes, it ends games quicker. As much as I loved last night's game, I just like 2018. And I remember thinking it the same way when they had an 18-inning World Series game. That it was work to stay up. It was work to watch that game a little bit because it devolves. A lot of hitters are just trying to leave the yard. and just trying to go yard and end it that way. And then pitchers can take advantage knowing that, and there's added anxiety at the plate, and action goes away.
I don't think that happened last night, though.
Tommy Edman had the leadoff double in one of the rallies, or one of the attempted rallies. It didn't go anywhere.
I felt like both managers were trying to push some buttons with getting guys on base. We saw Shohei get on base and try to steal a base late.
Every time that Shohei got on, they tried to have him steal.
Yeah, so to me, there was still strategy involved in it.
There's a lot of people that didn't get a chance to see it and have the badge of honor. I have felt this way, and I felt it this way again last night, and I know it goes against some baseball romanticism, it goes against
your whole bit.
Well, it's just, I think that the Manfred man, the ghost runner, even in the postseason,
no.
After like inning 13,
no.
Give him four innings to try and solve it, and then go Manfred man.
All right, I'm going to go old school and new school on you.
Kay.
In rebuttal to your thoughts on this.
Okay.
The old school part of me just says flat out no. Play it straight the way it's supposed to be. And the fact that we have had some postseason games that have gone extra innings, I have enjoyed the fact
me too.
That managers have had to actually manage it.
Me too.
And it's not just automatic sacrifice because there's a guy on second base. No, let's play it out.
I'm after the 13th, Lawrence. I'm not saying 10th or 11th or even 12th.
Keep playing. And let me tell you why. Because if we had done the Manfred man and the game ends with a single to left, doesn't feel as good as what we witnessed. And this is the new school part of my argument.
Doesn't feel as good the next day or even in the moment last night?
No, it does not.
Because that was exhausting.
That's the point. The new school argument is you're an old school consumer. You needed it to be 18 innings. The way that baseball is being shared now is in clips. So people get an opportunity to enjoy and live in that moment, whether it's the mic'd up experience or the isolated call or the dugout view of it. Think of all of the people that went searching for Freddie Freeman today or went searching for Otani.
They're searching for the Will Klein moment like we were talking about.
Because they
all
woke
those
up
things.
This morning and they didn't stay up. They called it a night because they had to get up and work. And they win. They're like, wow, look at this.
I know a guy who I was texting with last night, and he disappeared after the 13th. He said he had to wake up at 5 a.m., deal with two kids, and then, you know, have to survive working at a radio station with his boss, Mitch Rosen, all day. That man was Ryan Porth. He bailed on my rotation of baseball texters last night. He disappeared from the group.
I know, Lawrence. Baseball itself doesn't... they're going to act like they care because the numbers will probably be good, but they don't really care, especially on the ratings numbers after midnight across most of the country last night. They don't care about that. But what they got was moments. They have moments that they can sell back to us as baseball romantics for years.
They would still have those moments.
It's not the same.
Hey, man, with all due respect, you were asleep after the 14th, from the 14th to the 18th, and I was there watching dudes just swing for the fences and try to end it that way, and I was fighting to stay awake, damn it.
Right, and you know what I did
when it's a badge of honor that we did,
I know. And you know what I did when I woke up? I ran to my phone to find out what happened, and then spent 30 minutes at 6 a.m., spent 30 minutes going through the game. Again, and that's how most people are consuming the game now.
Violent disagreement on text and Twitch and on my own personal phone. Is there anybody out there who sees my thought process here?
We see it.
In doing it after, say, the 13th inning, something
ridiculous.
Like that.
I am now running for host of Hit and Run. Alex, start printing up flyers and stuff.
I know that the young play-by-play voice of the Miami Marlins totally agrees with me on this one.
He's related to you. That doesn't matter.
But I know we had the idea independently of me. We conversed about it this morning after he hosted on Just Baseball.
Sounds real independent.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Just saying that it would.
Lawrence, text Steven Nelson, see what he thinks about it. An unbiased observer who got to make the call of a lifetime last
but
night.
But who had to work for 6.5 hours last night on the ball game and has to turn
poor
around.
You having to work 6 hours at a World Series game.
They almost threw out a position player last night. Does that change your mind at all? Dave Roberts said he was thinking about doing a position player, and then Yamamoto volunteered and said, "We're not going to do that, Skip." What if you see a position player in a freaking World Series game?
And then it's like the most epic World Series game of all time, because that means that we have gone through all of Johnny Allstaff. Mm-hmm. He's given you everything that he had, and he had to find someone else to pitch.
You're right. And there's some other starting pitcher sitting there who's not doing it, and all his teammates are like, "What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Yep.
What the hell's wrong with you? You don't love the team? You don't love the sport?
I don't believe it! Look, him!"
Yeah.
All right, I think I've been shouted down.
Good.
Shouted down. Lawrence, I'd like you to wish you well with hit and run.
Thank you. Year. I've got some ideas on how we're going to change some things.
You got it.
Immediately.
I will take over House of L.
There's a meeting tomorrow at noon.
Please, whatever you do, don't take away the low brass.
No, the low brass.
Please, Lawrence, don't do it.
All right.
Got to keep the team of the moment jingle.
Tanny, here's what I was thinking. We add some football to the show.
Oh. That's out. Here's one.
You think Sam Spence has something with a little low brass in it?
I think that we have a segment called Block and Tackle.
Oh yeah.
And then we do that, or we preview football teams. Yeah. I think that's how we can really make an impact on hit and run.
Here's a texter. Ghost runner after the 13th is perfect. They were floating position players pitching. Yeah, that's right. I texted the show myself. Is
it from your 219 account?
From my burner.
From your Northwest Indiana burner you got?
You know that.
I know that old chestnut.
All right.
Is that Kenny Owens that sent that one in? Oh, that's a deep cut.
It's Kenny from LaGrange Park.
That's a deep cut right there. If you got that one, you have been listening to this radio station for far too long. We thank you for that.
I have been listening to this radio station for far too long. How long I've been listening to this radio station? Here's how I know. That Hawk Harrelson has been in my head all damn World Series long. The entire time. Because Mark Wegner is out there as the crew chief.
Oh.
And I've been wanting to know what he's doing. I don't know what he's doing.
You got to ask him.
You
do him,
Hawk Wegner. Hawk is the one who asks him.
Well, see, there you go. You get to torture him by having him be out there for 18.
Oh, boy. Everybody's confused. Varsho Stone is back. The shot's wandered off of the base, and he's out. He thought it was ball four. I think we all thought it was ball four. But the home plate umpire, Mark Wegner, said strike two, and so that was a live ball.
Oh, what are you doing? He threw him out of the ball game. You got to be bleeping me. What in the hell are you doing? Wegner, you gotta be kidding me. That is so bad. That is absolutely brutal.
That's incredible.
That is unbelievable. I'll tell you what, they have got to start making guys be accountable. That is totally absurd. That just tells you he has blue. Here's an umpire in the American League knows nothing about the game of baseball. That's unbelievable.
Knows nothing about the game. Cut to, 15 years later? He's the crew chief in the World Series.
I love Hawk.
When he was angry, nothing better.
Great television.
The best red ass on television.
Because it was righteous indignation.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah, purely.
And if the White Sox got stuff wrong, Johnny, no. He would get there too. But that's the beauty of it.
That was a garbage call by Mark Wegner. He threw it. Was it Sale that he threw out? Or was it Burley?
Quintana.
You're welcome. He threw out Quintana and he just lost it. What are you doing, Wegner? My favorite is the moment when he has to look down just to make sure that's who the ump is. What the hell is he doing? He looks down. What are you doing, Wegner? That's the first time he uses the name. It's brilliant. It's the best.
All right, when we come back, Speaks, for some reason, wants to talk Bears special teams.
You know,
I think the reason that he wants to talk Bears special teams is to make me angry.
It's about time.
But there was a really good play that then ended badly. We'll explain next here on The Score.
Oh, yeah. No, Johnny, no.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
They still have a lot of yards to get to get Santos a legit field goal try, and they have no timeouts remaining.
Could have a hurricane field goal situation here where you have to run the field goal team out if it's short of the sticks, but enough for a field goal try.
He has time. There is the throw. Catch is made by Loveland, and this is exactly what they're looking at.
So this is called a hurricane field goal. You get everybody out there. You practice it every single week. You line it up.
Cairo Santos from 58 yards away leans into it. Santos! It's short.
Highlight courtesy of CBS and Paramount Plus, The Bird on the Call with J.J. Watt.
They executed the hurricane field goal attempt very nicely.
They did, but because they had to do that, there's a pretty critical part of that operation that changes.
They don't get to use the K-ball, and that's the whole key to the extra distance on the field goals this year. Is that the K-balls are different, and you get to adjust them, and Vic Fangio thinks you're cheating like Barry Bonds did, and Hank Aaron is the true home run king.
You think Vic stayed up last night?
That's a great question.
He was probably already up.
I know Brad Biggs did.
Biggsy's big baseball guy, yes, man. He's got good baseball thoughts.
I bet he texts Vic Fangio during baseball
you
games.
You up? Hey, Vic, you up? You watching this? But I mean, what defensive coordinator is asleep? They probably.
The Sox are emerging as a wagon.
The Sox are emerging as a wagon?
The Sox are emerging as a wagon.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We'll see how that ages.
I almost thought about, and I'm glad that Tanny didn't one up me today. I thought about making this a week of me wearing White Sox caps because it's the 20th anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Unheralded anniversary that has come and gone this week.
Well, no, I've been feeling it too. Like I don't know what it. Landmark anniversaries, 10, 20,
yes.
You think about it a little bit more. Yeah,
it's a big deal. still.
White Sox had some great photos on their Instagram today. Like, I don't know if it was Ron Vesely took those or whatever, but like photos that I don't recall ever seeing, like in like 4K quality of like Paul Konerko holding his child, you know, and just pictures of the ticker tape. It brought me back a little bit. I remember, you know, the Jewel gave me the day off that day so I could go down the parade.
Right. Good job, Jules.
I was talking with Mitch about it because he was like, wait, I'm trying to remember where you were. And I said, well, game two, I was covering Bears Baltimore and they had that epic weather delay at Soldier Field. And then I came over and you were at game two.
I was at game two. I was working for Sporting News Radio. I wasn't working in local radio at the time. I was between stints at the Score.
Were we out in left field?
Yes, left field in the auxiliary press box, way down in left field.
So there's that. Then I said, game four, he's like, we didn't send you to Houston. I was like, no, I stayed here. I anchor our coverage. It was me, Jesse, and John Cangelosi. Jesse was down there in Houston, and I was on the air from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m.
Until
Mike came in the next morning. I was here. And then Mitch was like, go take a nap and then go to the airport. Because we knew where the White Sox were flying back in. And
look, man, you will do anything not to discuss Richard Hightower.
I don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it. You did it. You successfully made it about something you actually like.
I won.
That was sneaky as hell.
You have 30 seconds. HT's unit. What do you got?
How do you feel about HT's unit?
I thought they did a great job of getting themselves out there. I think the quarterback could have helped them out. And then they were sloppy in their defense of kickoff returns.
Yeah, whole thing and where they gave up big time kickoff
returns. They gave up a lot of yards.
Big penalties.
And then Taylor hit an excellent punt that had to be called back, and you ended up giving up 16 yards
on the
repunt.
Richard is going to explain it all on Thursday.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
He's got some cartoons for you and some jokes.
He's going to be entertaining as all hell.
Some limericks.
Yeah.
He's going to have the Limerick Lounge will be reopened.
He's going to do a tight five at the Chuckle Hut.
He's got it ready for you.
It's right there behind Hallis Hall. It's an actual hut where comedy takes place, and Richard Hightower goes out there and does his bits.
Yep.
You love that guy.
Yep. Matt Bowen is going to join us. We are going to talk with him about the Bears. What is he seeing on tape? Because I don't know if there's anyone that I trust more with the dissection of the tape than Matt Bowen. Let's hear what he has to say next here on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.